Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen Science style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just making it sound heavy and solo. We're making it work inside a real drum and bass arrangement, alongside an Amen break, a sub, and a drop structure. This is that sweet spot between jungle energy, roller weight, and darker neuro movement. So think of this bass line less like a random synth effect, and more like a phrase. It can answer the drums, fill the gaps after the snare, and push the track forward without stepping on the low end. We're going to keep it practical and very Ableton-friendly, using stock devices. And the big goal here is simple: make something that sounds nasty, musical, and mix safe at the same time. First thing, set the project to 174 BPM. That's a classic drum and bass zone, and it gives the whole groove the right urgency. Put an Amen break on one audio track, then create two MIDI tracks for bass, one for sub, one for the wobble. Before we touch any synths, let's make sure the drums have room to breathe. On the Amen track, if the low end is messy, use a Q8 and high pass somewhere around 90 to 120 Hz. If there's boxiness, cut a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the snare needs a touch more bite, a small lift around 3 to 5 kHz can help. The idea is not to overprocess the break. The idea is to make space for the bass to sit properly. Now, keep your first bass idea short. A 2-bar loop is perfect here. In drum and bass, 2 bars is often enough to tell if the groove works, because you can feel how the bass talks to the drum phrasing very quickly. Let's build the sub first. On your sub track, load operator and choose a sine wave. You can also use Waveeatable if you want a clean sine style patch, but operator is super reliable for this job. Keep it mono. Put utility after the synth and set width to 0%. For the envelope, keep the attack fast, the decay short, sustain full, and release medium or fairly short depending on how tight you want it. The point is for the sub to feel solid and simple. It should be the floor under everything else, not a showpiece. Now write a root note pattern that follows the feel of the Amen instead of trying to fill every empty space. That's a huge lesson in drum and bass. Restraint usually sounds bigger than overplaying. Try landing a note on beat 1, then another short note or pickup before beat 3. In the second bar, keep the idea similar but change one note slightly, so the phrase feels like it's evolving. Now for the fun part, the wobble layer. On a second MIDI track, load Waveeatable or analog. We want a mid-bass source with enough harmonics to react well to filtering and distortion. A good starting point in Waveeatable is a saw or square-leaning waveform on oscillator 1, maybe a second slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2, and a little unison if you want width and thickness. Keep it controlled, though. We're not trying to create a huge super saw here. This is drum and bass, so the movement has to be disciplined. After the synth, add an auto filter. Use a low-pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB, and start the cutoff around 200 to 500 Hz if you want it dark. Add a touch of resonance, but don't overdo it. A little drive can help the tone speak. For movement, use an LFO inside Waveeatable or modulate the filter cutoff. Start with a rate around 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the depth moderate. If you want that more classic jungle pulse, try slower movement in the first bar, then tighten it in the second bar. That contrast makes the bass feel like it's developing, not just looping. Now the key arrangement idea. This wobble has to answer the Amen. Don't write it like a generic synth riff. Place the notes so they sit between the snare hits and leave room for the break to keep talking. A really useful way to think about it is call and response. The Amen speaks on the main backbeats and ghosted edits, and the wobble answers in the spaces after that. So you might use short stabs after the snare, then a longer note leading into the next section. That creates tension and motion without clutter. If you want the phrase to feel more human, nudge some MIDI notes slightly off the grid by just a few milliseconds. Tiny timing shifts can make the wobble feel like it's pushing the groove instead of sitting robotically on top of it. Now let's process the wobble. A strong Ableton chain for this kind of bass would be saturator, then auto filter, then maybe echo or delay for texture, and utility at the end for stereo control. On saturator, start with a small amount of drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. That gives the bass some attitude and helps it read on smaller speakers. Then use auto filter to automate sweeps. You can move it between roughly 150 Hz and 1.2 kHz depending on how wide you want the movement to feel. If you want a little more grit, try redux or pedal, but use them lightly. In drum and bass, too much distortion too early can flatten the punch of the kick and snare. So think of grit as seasoning, not the main dish. Also, keep checking your low end. The sub should own the fundamental area, and the wobble should stay out of the way. A good move is to high pass the wobble somewhere around 70 to 100 Hz so the sub remains clean and centered. If the bass starts getting cloudy, reduce some of the low mids around 200 to 350 Hz. And if the sound is harsh, tame a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. This next part matters a lot. Always check in mono. Use utility on the master or the bass group and collapse it to mono for a moment. If the wobble disappears or gets weak, you've got too much stereo trickery or phasey processing. In this style, the low frequencies need to stay tight and solid. Now let's make the phrase feel like a phrase, not just a loop. Automation is where the science part of Amen Science really shows up. Start automating the filter cutoff and saturation drive first. Those two moves alone can make a two-bar loop feel alive. For example, you could start the first bar more filtered and restrained, then open it up slightly in the second bar and push the drive a little harder. Or you could make the wobble rate speed up briefly before a fill or transition. Small changes often sound more professional than giant sweeps. A really good DNB trick is the tiny dropout. Mute the bass for a beat or even just a half beat before a section change. That little vacuum can make the return hit way harder than any huge riser. Silence is powerful in this genre. Now build an arrangement around the drums. In the intro, keep the amen filtered or sparse and don't bring in the full wobble yet. In the first drop, let the sub and wobble run together for 8 bars. Then create a switch up by dropping the wobble out for a bar and letting the break edit speak. When the bass comes back, change one detail. Maybe the filter automation is different, maybe the note rhythm shifts, or maybe the wobble rate tightens up. That variation is what keeps a drum and bass tune moving forward. The track should feel like it's evolving, not just repeating. Once you've got a version that works, resample it. Route the bass group to a new audio track and record a full pass. This is a great move because it turns sound design into arrangement material. Now you can cut, reverse, slice, pitch shift, or fade parts of the bass phrase much more easily. After resampling, try making a quick fill from one bass hit, or reverse the tail into a transition. You can even duplicate a small hit and place it before the drop as a hook. In drum and bass, resampling is not just cleanup, it's composition. A few quick reminders before we wrap up. Don't let the wobble own the sub range. Don't overdo the stereo widening. Don't fight the amen break with too many notes. And don't distort everything right away. Build the sound in stages, and keep testing it against the drums, not just in solo. If you want to push this further, try one phrase with a slower wobble rate and another with a faster one. Or alternate between short stabs and one sustained note. Or add a tiny ghost note right before the main hit to make the next note feel heavier. Your challenge is to make a clean two-bar Amen Science bass loop that answers the break, stays monosafe, and already feels usable in a real drop or switch up. If you can get that working, you're not just designing a bass sound anymore, you're writing drum and bass movement. And that's the real win here. When the balance is right, this wobble becomes more than a patch. It becomes a proper DNB phrase with attitude.